Ray of sunshine is in Milwaukee, I think, at the moment. John Wall is filling in the meantime for Monday Morning Money Talk today. Proud to have Judy Larson, Member Service Advisor at the United Federal Credit Union Berrien Springs Branch, and Jose Ontiveros. Did I do the right last name right, Jose?
You did.
He is a commercial loan officer with United. And, of course, a youth fair kicks off today down in Berrien Springs, the youth fairgrounds. And United is the major sponsor for Kids Day, which is all day tomorrow. So children through high school will get through the gates free.
Absolutely. And we're very proud to be able to do this again this year. And, you know, this is very much a staple every year for kids to be able to enjoy. You know, a lot of them have been working all summer long, tending to their chickens and goats and pigs and
rabbits and horses.
Yeah,
and
you name it.
And lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
And this is a big week because, you know, they've been prepping all summer for it. You know, I've had lots of friends throughout the years who I'd say, hey, let's go get some ice cream or something. And he's like, nope, I got to go clean up
the stall.
Yeah, that's the best way to say it. And so a lot of hard work has gone into preparing for this week. And we're just very, very excited to be able to do this. Because nobody should go without, you know, no child should go without being able to attend and get in to the fair. There's just so much there for them to see. And so we're very excited about this. We're gonna have a booth in the commercial building. Judy, do you remember what
Which building
we're gonna be in?
I believe it's building 36.
Okay. So we'll be in building 36. We'll have a booth there, and we'll have a lot of team members excited to see everyone. We're going to have corn dogs. We're giving away about 200 corn dogs.
So first 200 people that come to the booth and show either a United debit card or credit card will receive a free corn dog ticket.
I'm ready. I got mine in my pocket. You know, it is a great thing for United, of course, every year among all the things that United does throughout the region and the community to sponsor Kids Day. But there's also a lesson in that for kids because, you know, the rest of the days there's a cost involved that, you know, can be difficult for some families to be able to afford to do. And it's a way to help teach your kids a little bit about finances.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Also at the booth, we are going to be having some free giveaways. We have a neat little folder for the kids that it's actually a little book. And if they put $5 worth of quarters in the little book, they can bring it into the credit union and turn it into $5. We are, however, giving away youth savings coupons. If they come in and open a youth savings account with any of our United offices, we will give them $5 as well as any opening deposit that they make. We are trying to encourage the children as well as the parents to teach good financial background to get them a good start because we all know that that's so, so important in our society today.
Well, and it's not something we generally teach in aside from maybe some junior achievement classes here and there in elementary, middle, or high school. And unless you take a financial literacy class in college, you don't really get it there either. And, you know, as you know, Jose, and when it comes to self-employed business owners are trying to grow a business, you know, cash flow and analysis, and just for family's sake, those understanding how you manage your assets, how to save money, how to, you know, pay your bills on time. Those are really important adult skills.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, money matters even more so, you know, I think when you're really young because you don't have any bills. So you have this ability to really decide where you want to spend your money. I talk to my children all the time and I say, hey, you know, you could keep that $5 and then have $6 later. And they get excited. They're like, really? And then they're not interested in spending it on a candy bar or a ball they see, you know. Because if you have any kids, you notice they're impulsive about what they want.
Yeah, and want
so,
it now.
Yeah, and so it's a good thing because they inherit these habits from us and what we talk about. You know, there's always table talk. And so it's good to be able to say something to your children once a week about money. So they, you know, over time they have an ability to understand that, that it does matter.
Sure. When, whether you, you know, have the ability to, for instance, have an allowance that's tied to chores, you know, or, I mean, I was working by the age of 14 delivering, or 12 even, I think, you know, and delivering newspapers back in Grand Ledge outside of Lansing. And working when we were in high school was an expectation within the family. You had to go, if you could find one, have a job. And that becomes important for setting you up for success in your entire life.
Absolutely.
You know? So many, and I think the statistics are nationally right now, that it's 60% of Americans, adult Americans, don't have $500 saved up in the bank. Well, you know, the minute you get a flat tire, the minute the transmission goes, you know, now you've got other struggles. And, you know, that those skill sets come very early on. It saves up for, if I can get into the free, to the fair tomorrow from, thanks to United Federal, then I have more money to spend on cotton candy or whatever
corn
else.
Dogs.
Corn dogs, yeah. Or elephant ears.
Exactly. You know.
Or I can have some money for the Eli Young Band on Wednesday night.
Absolutely.
As well. So, Judy, you're in the Berrien Springs branch, mm-hmm. Member Services Advisor.
Yep.
And Jose, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the commercial realm these days for Southwest Michigan.
You know, it's an exciting time. Businesses are really growing, and you know, it's an opportunity for them to acquire new equipment and hire more people in our community. And so, we're staying pretty busy on the commercial side with helping businesses grow. And so, it's an exciting time to be in commercial lending.
Yeah, so. And as we see some national folks, you know, downsize. I think I just read that Kmart and Sears are going to close another 29, 30 stores each, you know, nationally. But that creates opportunity for somebody local to fill a niche, to fill a gap, and to pursue their passion as a self-employed business person. So,
absolutely. And so, yeah, we're just very excited about tomorrow. You know, we're excited to be able to give children in the community an opportunity to come and enjoy the fair and have an experience that really lasts a lifetime. I'm a Shamrock, you know, I graduated and spent my entire life in Berrien Springs. The fair was always a special thing, you know. You know, it's really about creating memories as well. And so to be able to do that for children at no cost on this day tomorrow is something that we're passionate about, you know, because it's a lot of work to get it together, and you know, it's a way to get children involved in the community, and that's just something we're also very passionate about. So, super excited to be able to do this. Judy and I have been working pretty hard with our marketing team, Christine, and to pull together our team. So we'll have a lot of faces there tomorrow. So, if you get a chance, make sure you stop by and see us. And if you're one of the first 200, we'll be happy to give you a ticket for a corn dog. You just got to show us your United card. So
there you go. United Federal Credit Union sponsoring Kids Day all day tomorrow, Tuesday, August 13th, at the Berrien County Youth Fair in the fairgrounds, of course. Judy Larson is a member service advisor at the Berrien Springs branch, and Jose Ontiveros is a commercial loan officer. Appreciate you coming in for Monday morning Money Talk. Have a great time at the fair.
Thank you.
Thank you.